Ian Brown is policy director of the independent organisation Rail Future, which campaigns for a better railway in the UK. Ian, thank you. Great to get your thoughts on this this afternoon. This, of course, is the first rail company to come under government control under the current Labour government. They have said, of course, every time a contract comes up, they'll do this. Do you buy into that? Do you back them?
Well, it's not the first. I mean, the government have taken four franchises in-house already due to various operational financial problems, including Southeastern in London. This is the first one taken in-house in terms of the new Great British Railways, where the whole thing comes together and the benefits start when the whole network comes together. The actual operation is pretty good, and it's a matter of nationalisation per se doesn't change the management. It's the same people. And that franchise is actually quite well run. So the key questions have got to be, does it bring investment in growth? And does it do something about fares? In terms of investment in growth, the government should be best placed to borrow money and invest in the system and plan for it properly, as apart from a franchise. But of course, the government's always strapped for cash. So the jury's out on that. The one that can't be promised is fares. The big issue for everybody is fares.
Right.
And nationalisation and anything else doesn't make any difference to the fares whatsoever that the customer has to pay.
So for the average person then, using a South Western Railway train, come Monday then, after the weekend, maybe Tuesday, when they go back to work, are they going to notice anything different?
Well, as usual, the trains will start to appear in another colour. So the trains may look a bit different on the outside, but the actual service level and the people providing the service and the fares will continue as before.
And of course, as we said in the introduction, Labour have said very publicly that they're going to do this every time a contract comes up. How long before this Great British Railways is running the entire network then?
Well, the contracts are over 7-year contracts generally, so they're spread. The government have been renewing some and shortening others. So we're talking about 4 or 5 years for the whole lot to come. And the benefits of an integrated railway come when all these are put together for a single point of service to the customer. So the benefits are downstream, provided investment goes into the system.
So with the removal of private companies from the equation here, as you say, the employees are simply going to transfer to Great British Railways here. But might this, in your opinion, help with things like some of the strike action that we've seen over the country?
Well, it could do. I mean, strike action is often a problem because franchises are short franchises, say 7 years. So if you're operating a railway and you've got a strike, you're not going to have a major strike for 6 months in a short franchise. So in a longer-term situation, sorting out industrial relations on a long-term basis could be better. But it's not a matter of just weathering strikes. It's about having a proper interface with the trade unions and the staff. And that's been lacking in some parts of the industry, not particularly on Southwestern, actually.
So as you say, Southwestern been running all right recently. Are you hopeful or interested in seeing anything particular changing about their service? I mean, what would you like to see happen?
I think it's basically caught up with demand after COVID. So the next stage is now, will it continue, particularly off peak? And will this allow for increased services, particularly at weekends and in the evening, higher frequencies? So we will look towards that. And it really got to be demand-led, of course.
Plenty to keep an eye on there. Ian, thank you for your insight there. Ian Brown, Policy Director of the independent organisation Rail Future, which campaigns for a better railway in the UK. Time now is 5:17. Your thoughts, welcome, of course.